Personal development is the act of developing your skills, knowledge, and abilities in order to improve your effectiveness, and thus be more likely to achieve your goals. Achieving your goals is important to you because your success depends on your ability to achieve the goals that you are given or the goals that you set for yourself. If you involve yourself in a program of personal development, then you will increase your effectiveness, and you will be more likely to successfully achieve your goals. If you refuse, or abstain, or fail to develop yourself, you will soon be overtaken by those people who do, and you will be left in the dust trying to make a meal out of leftovers. Personal development is the finest investment that you can make. Benjamin Franklin, American author, statesman, diplomat, politician, inventor, scientist, wrote, "If a man empties his person to his head, no one can take it from him." An investment in knowledge always pays the highest return. In other words, if you spend your time, money, and effort, and invest it in improving your own personal skills, knowledge, and attitudes, then you will recoup your initial investment a thousandfold. If you spend the same time, money, and effort, and invest it in entertainment, holidays, and a car, you will never recoup your investment, and you will pay a heavy price of failure. Francis Bacon, English philosopher, statesman, scientist, wrote, "Knowledge is power." Knowledge is power means that, if you know what to do, then you are at a major advantage over the person who is ignorant. Gaining more knowledge can give you more power over nature. Everyone has heard the phrase, "Knowledge is power." But Francis Bacon also wrote another great line that not so many people know about. What is Francis Bacon's second line? It is this: nature, to be commanded, must be obeyed. This statement, nature to be commanded, must be obeyed, reminds us that knowing something is not enough. You must follow the advice implicit in any given item of knowledge. For example, if you know that the cake has net too many calories, then the implicit advice is, don't eat the cake. If you know that it is time to get out of bed and start work, then the implicit instruction is, get out of bed and start work. If you know that you should do your homework today, then the implied instruction is, do your homework today. All items of knowledge have an implicit instruction to do or not do something. Another example. Inflation is at 3% implies an instruction, don't keep your savings in it and under the bed. Instead, invest your savings in two things that gain value over time. All facts imply an instruction. But there is a snag. Some of those instructions may be things that you really don't want to do. And it is here where the fighting starts. Do you follow the instructions and do what you don't want to do? Or do you try to ignore natural law instructions and try to do what you want to do, in defiance of the facts? Nature, to be commanded, must be obeyed. If you want to succeed, then you must learn the art of disciplining yourself to do things that you don't want to do. For example, sticking to your diet. If you want to succeed, you need to learn the art of disciplining yourself to not do some of the things that you really want to do. For example, stay out all night partying. How much you can discipline yourself to do the things that you don't want to do, and conform yourself to the instructions implicit in the facts of reality, and your new knowledge will be a deciding factor in your ultimate success. If you can discipline yourself to do the things that you don't want to do, conform yourself to the nature's instructions implicit in the facts of reality, then you will win. If you cannot or will not discipline yourself to do the things that you don't want to do, conform yourself to the laws implicit in the facts, then you will never win. How much self-discipline you have is a deciding factor in your success equation. Here is a success equation, G plus B, X, DA, equals S. This equation reads, goals together with a plan, times by disciplined action equals success. If there is no self-discipline, then your success equals zero. This is because if you cannot stick to your diet, if you cannot discipline yourself to get there on time, if you cannot discipline yourself to work on the days you feel tired, if you cannot discipline yourself to remain civil when you are angry, if you cannot discipline your spending habits, if you cannot discipline yourself to exercise, if you cannot discipline your mind to stop wandering, if you cannot discipline your bad habits, then you cannot win. On the other hand, if you can stick to your diet, if you can discipline yourself to get there on time or before, if you can discipline yourself to work hard even on the days you feel tired, if you can discipline yourself to remain civil when you are angry, If you can't discipline your spending habits. If you can't discipline yourself to exercise. If you can't discipline your mind to stop wandering. If you can't discipline your bad habits and replace them with actions that are consistent with the power of accurate knowledge, then nothing can stop you from winning. Discipline yourself.